This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter.
This guy's solo.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Hi.
Still chewing.
All right. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Turn mic up.
I just have small voice right now. Somebody diagnosed me with small voice, and I'll be right back.
Someone's calling on the line. Yeah, this is she. Hey, Mike, what's up? What if that was my... That was just you calling me.
To start the show?
Yeah. Hey, man, you gotta wake up. I always loved, like, you know, the Muppet Show did that thing where it was like, you know, they're making a show.
Yeah. The Muppet Show had that intangible quality where they were making a show.
They're making a show, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see them make a show.
Yeah.
And that was like a fun, unique thing, you know? Yeah. Unique.
That was kind of...
It was pretty unique that, like, they were making a show.
Yeah.
And then you got to see the show they were making. And so I always loved the bit that, like, you know, you got to see Kermit go like, Fozzie, stop doing blow.
Classic.
And that's his real voice, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fozzie.
Fozzie.
Stop doing blow. Anyway, our next guest, Fozzie.
Fozzie.
Ah, I was in the powder room. Anyway, but I love that it's like the whole show is like Kermit's like, wake the fuck up, you idiot. And then the next scene is him doing his like tap dance routine. Like he kicks him onto the stage. He's like, fucking do your segment. So, like, I love that you're calling me to be like, Steve, come do the show. Yeah. Like, it's a behind the scenes, like, almost like the Muppet Show kind of thing.
You get to see us making the show, and then we make it, and then you get to see it.
Like, we should do a sitcom where it's like you and I live in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's like our beds are, we have separate beds in the same room.
Yeah.
And one says S and one says M on it.
Which one's mine? I want the one by the window.
What the fuck is happening? What's happening?
Today we have a very special guest.
Yeah. Oh shit. Mike, tonight, earlier today we were talking about something that I started to get fired up about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This neighborhood, which is also my neighborhood. This is our town, Mike.
This is like the beginning of a musical before they have any of the songs written.
Right, right. Mike, but this is our town, man.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what's going on. There's shit. Shit crumbs.
You don't like when there's shit on
there's
the sidewalk.
There's shit crumbs everywhere, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think that a lot of that is from not only do people think that somebody else is going to take care of it, whatever entitled mindset you have, but I also think because the weather has been bad, I don't think extra that people want to bend down and pick up wet shit,
they
even though
be.
That is their job.
Yeah.
The dogs can't do it. Either let your dog eat it and suffer the consequences of that, or you got to pick it up.
It's just disgusting here. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see your dog's shit.
I will watch your dog shit. But I don't want to.
You know what I'm gonna start doing?
Hanging around afterwards. What?
I'm gonna start walking around the neighborhood like daily
and shitting.
And when someone like doesn't pick up their dog's shit,
yeah,
I'm gonna run up to them and go like, "Excuse me, check out this picture of my shit," and just show them my shit in the toilet and go like, "Thank you, have a good day,"
you
and then walk away.
That. You should film that out.
Check out my shit.
Do you often see people leave the shit?
Oh yeah, you don't see them.
I rarely catch them in the act. I think a lot of them do the look around.
They're stealthy,
they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very rarely do I watch it happen. If
I've
I see
it happen,
furious.
Well, I'll have a little like a smookaroons on the balcony, boys. And I'll see people doing no-nos with their dogs.
You should have a megaphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did it during the pandemic when people weren't wearing masks outside. I would scream at them.
Yeah.
A mask! but I don't really like doing the, like, hey, this is where I live. Look at this.
anymore.
I don't want to do that. Because then people are like, now I know where to throw eggs when we drive by here.
Yeah. Why don't you go throw eggs?
But it's just disgusting, man. There's shit everywhere in LA. It's disgusting.
Hey, if you want to have a dog and you want to get all the compliments and all the love that comes with getting a dog, you have to do the things you have to do, and that's pick up a shit.
Do you guys have experiences with this too? Like, listeners? Like, do you live in towns where... let's find out.
Hello?
Yes, who's this? Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Ooh, hello?
I'm on Dynamic Banner. This is Jeff.
Hello?
Jeff here.
Hello?
Seven.
You guys live in cities and where there's shit nuggets everywhere.
Thank you for calling, first of all.
Little little bonbon, little brown eggs. You guys, do you guys see this? Do you guys see this in your neighborhoods and shit? I want emails.
Let's go to the phones.
The original.
Dude, it's so loud this morning.
The original purpose of History Road was for people to give us their like fun stories that have happened to them in their past.
Uh-huh.
But now we're using it for something different.
Okay.
I want your people who don't pick up their dog shit stories. Because I think this is a problem worthy of a potential solution.
I can tell you that. this problem is worthy of a potential solution.
Kevin.
Okay. I can tell you what all these emails are going to sound like.
Well, let's hear it.
One time I saw somebody not pick up their dog shit.
No, no, no. I mean, look, people really... Look.
You want to destroy History Roads to get that email 1,000 times.
If someone is going to... Here's the deal.
What is the deal?
If this is your first time listening to this show, then God bless you. But if you're a listener of this show and you send in a motherfucking email that says, someone didn't pick up their poop and that's the end of it, I hate you and will never read another email from you again.
Hey, this is Jeff, first time caller, long time listener. I just want to say that somebody in the neighborhood didn't pick up their shit.
I'm hanging up, you suck. Like, honestly, like, don't waste our time with, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
You know that. This isn't your first time listening to our show. We really make fun of you if your email sucks.
And then she just walked away from it. It's like, yeah.
I swear to God, if you send an email like that, you're going on the block list. I think it's a problem worthy of a solution. I do.
And what's the solution?
Well, the first thing I thought of when I was thinking of a solution was little laser guns that we could all have on our keychains. Mm-hmm. And they're like not enough to like do any skin human damage.
But they are enough to do what to shit?
But it can like disintegrate the organic matter of poop.
Organic disintegration.
Organic disintegration.
Dude, imagine you at a town hall meeting. Okay, the feces is a big problem. I think we all could agree on that. What we all need is organic disintegration rays. I think we can vote on that.
Dude, it really is organic disintegration. Bio disintegration.
But how does it work?
Well, that's for the boys with the thinking hats to come up with. That's for the boys in the lab coats to work on.
Hey, this is Dr. Zohanian.
Hello.
Hi, you have some questions about both. Hey, this is Jeff again.
Dude, why does the ringtone sound so funny? Why does the ringing sound so funny? It sounds like someone's about to come on the show. Every time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's not for us to decide. We're the thinkers. not the tinkerers.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes we are. Like, I could maybe come up with, like, a mock-up with my 3D printer. Yeah. With a 3D printer.
Yeah. And then on it, when you labeled the parts.
We can show them thinking about. We can make a little video. Like, I'll use my skills to, like, show them what I mean.
Okay.
We'll use a little video, and it'll show, like, it'll be, like, a beautiful neighborhood, white picket fence. Beautiful sunshine. The little kid comes out. He's, like, strolling along. The music's real nice. And then all of a sudden he steps in, like, a big fucking turd.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, if it was an animated thing instead, if they were like, let's make it animated, the moment where he steps in the shit would be live action.
Like you got to a close up.
Yeah, with a giant shit. And then he like cuts back and he's like, oh no. And then the guy in the coat comes out with a cigarette in his mouth and he goes, has this ever happened to you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever stepped in the fresh leavings of a canine? The steaming stock of a well-fed
canine
champion. Have you ever stepped in a champion's steaming pile?
Have you ever stepped in a specimen like this?
Wait,
steaming
I want
steaming specimen pile. Hang on,
I need Ren and Stimpy music stat. Give it to me. Give it to me now. Ladies and gentlemen, may I interest you in the world's first poop ray? How does it work? Well, I'm glad you asked, Sally.
Has this ever happened to you? You're walking down the road Sunday morning after a breakfast and a smoke. And your favorite magazine is still on the kitchen counter. You come out of your house to greet the sun, you see your neighbor. That's Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob waves back at you, and you step down the stairs to greet the day, only to step in a steaming pile of canine specimen. That specimen feces is up to your socks, and the things that hold up your socks. You get a little on the tip of your cigarette, wipe it off. Turns out it was Bob and his dogs. Bob's entitled. And Bob doesn't clean after his dogs. His dogs look at you in the face and they make specimens on the ground. Little landmines for you and your children. So what's the solution?
Well, I'll tell you what the solution is. The poop ray. The poop ray works like this. Science doohickeys and motherfuckers up in Washington. Excuse me. Let me come out of this tent. Came up with an ingenious idea to create a ray that can disintegrate bio materials, but not... your body.
That's right. It's a biodisintegration ray. It's the first of its kind.
That's right. And all you have to do is point it at the poo. And then pull the trigger, you dang commie.
Fire one shot off at the poo. The second your dog fires a shot off at the ground. No more messy cleanup. No more dirty looks from the neighbors. No more poopy fingers.
That's right. And don't you even know that no one will ever worry about leaving their homes?
No one will ever not worry about no one not leaving their homes.
And don't forget the company that you always trust is Agent. And buy it for your wife for Christmas.
Was dead drunk?
Don't shoot Johnny with it.
That's the warning. You know how to
do. Uh-oh. Someone's calling. I think that's HeadGum.
Were those the ads?
Please, I can't have this on the table. Oh, shit. Ghostface is calling me. Hello?
Hello, Steven. I've been wanting to talk to you. I hear you're a fan of scary movies. What a coincidence. Me too. I'm crazy about them.
Oh, damn. Damn. Damn, Stoneface. Damn, dude, Stoneface.
Dude, am I gonna get murdered?
Yeah.
Am I gonna get murdered?
Yeah.
Spam face? Scream face?
Spam face.
Can I go to the bathroom? I'm scared.
If you want. So there goes Steve. Steve is off to the Steve is off to the bathroom because he just got a call from Stoneface, who is the murderer from the film franchise, The Scream. Kevin, what was his deal? He bought a...
Dude,
Did you see any of them, The Screams? I didn't see any of them either, but I do know...
Somehow he knew it was Ghostface, and it was only the number on his phone.
Interesting.
So it means he's been called by Ghostface before.
And he didn't want to miss it.
He didn't want to miss it. He was excited.
If you get a call from Ghostface, you're not going to let that go to voicemail? You're going to make sure you pick that one up? Because all the other people who have picked it up have had such good luck. You ever think that maybe giving that one a couple more rings would contribute to the length of your life?
We could call it back.
Maybe that's the... Does anyone call him back?
Does anybody call him back? Yeah.
Huh.
Is he U-Star 67?
Apparently not. Because it was enough to identify. Okay.
God damn it, he's got a passcode. What do you think?
Just guess it. One.
What the fuck?
One. Steve, I have an idea.
Alright.
I think you should call back.
Oh shit!
No one ever calls him back.
Oh shit! That's a great idea, dude.
Dude.
Listen, Mike. I went to the bathroom because I was scared.
Yeah.
You okay? I figured I might as well piss while I'm in there.
Do we even need the soundboard?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
It says Ghostface.
It says that? You put him in your phone already?
I'm sorry. Are you trying to call me? Well, that's not how this works. I called you. That's the game. If you want me to call you back, you'll need to visit helloghostface.com. Put your number in if you have the guts.
Just ruined it.
So if we want a call back from Ghostface, we have to... I mean, that's pretty scary that we have to go to a .com.
Helloghostface.com? Personal information. Check it out. I feel like I'm already signed up, because how else do they have my number?
How did you have his number saved in your...
Whoa, hello Ghostface. Tell me your first name. I'm gonna sign you up for this.
Yeah.
Great. Wait, I don't want this.
What are you talking about?
I don't want this on my phone.
What are you talking
here
about?
We go. I like this better.
He says, I can't wait to hear your call. Excuse me. Sorry, I had burrito.
Did you sneak away to have a burrito? Full burrito in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah. The rice gets cold. What? Okay, Mike, we're signing you up.
Why are you signing me up?
Don't hang up on me.
Don't give my number to this guy.
Mike's getting a call.
Are you getting a call?
I am getting a call.
No way!
It's from a New York zip code.
Dude, that's Ghostface.
Okay, so what happened in the Scream movies? They picked it up and then
they
got murdered?
And they made you answer questions, and if you answered the questions correctly, you got to live.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Michael. Is this Michael? Hello, Michael. Michael, this is Ghostface. Michael.
Hello.
Michael. Michael. Michael,
this
is Ghostface.
Hi, Ghostface. What's up? Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Honk, honk,
Michael,
jizz.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Why? You can't just come out and say that.
Yeah, I can. Why don't I'm Ghostface. I gave it.
Why don't you just come be a guest on the podcast?
No, I kind of am, aren't I?
Right now, you
right
kind of
now, are. Technically.
Isn't it crazy that you have something across the table that can make your voice sound exactly like
what are
it
you talking
should?
About? I don't know what you're talking. I don't listen to your shit. Shit, I don't listen to your bullshit podcast. Mike, I have some questions for you. Mike, that didn't work. Mike, here, take it. Cord's too goddamn short. Mike, I'm gonna come kill you. That's it, all right? Bye!
No.
He didn't want to. He didn't. I guess he was done. Mike, listen to me, man.
Stick around.
This is important, man.
Okay, go
ahead. I think people need this. I think this is something. I think
people need Ghostface.
Maybe there's parts of the world where picking up poop isn't a problem, and people just pick up poop.
It's all over the internet. If you just look it up.
Is it all over the internet? All over the. Is it? But it's just the U.S. I can't have this here. Damn it! Please, please be kind. I can't have this here.
Sometimes I wish Ghostface would come kill me.
During the show?
Yeah.
That'd be good content.
Yeah.
wow, man. That thing's ringing off the hook, isn't it?
I think we need to pick one thing.
I like having room here. But Mike, listen, man. Listen. Listen.
I've been trying.
So my first idea was the poop ray. But maybe that's not a thing that can happen.
No.
So I was like, what is the next best thing? And I thought of like a recycling program. Remember we were talking about this? I was like, you pick up your poop, yeah. You pick up poop and you get money per pound.
And then you bring it to a facility that makes it into what?
They just dispose of it. It's just, you know, whatever. Well, they'll maybe they turn it into a fertilizer. I don't know. I'm sure there could be some productive, beneficial end result.
I'm going to look up uses for dog poop.
Sure. I'm sure you can make turn into fertilizer.
A pound is, that could be a lot, though. If you had to just have that sit in your house, a whole pound.
What do you mean? How much is
it? I don't know how much an average dog poop.
Like, you mean someone's collecting a pound? Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Dispose of your dog poop the green way. The ultimate guide to eco.
Yeah, see, no one who leaves their poops out on the ground is going to read that.
You think so? They don't even care, huh?
No, they don't care.
If you can get over the initial ick factor, composting your dog's poop is absolutely worth considering.
There you go.
Not only is it environmentally friendly, but it is simple, natural, and inexpensive option for use of a nutrient-rich, surprisingly odor-free fertilizer that plants love. So, how about we do this? Everyone throws the poop in a garden. Everyone has a garden.
There's a poop garden.
Every garden Everyone's is a poop garden. Everyone's got a poop garden. Point to your poop garden.
You know, there was this thing in LA where they were like, they'll pay you to plant trees in your yard. Because, like, the more trees we have, the better the air is and things like that.
Yeah.
It's just helpful and beneficial. But, yeah, maybe we could do something with this. Maybe we could do something with your idea, Mike.
Any one of your neighbors that has flowers welcomes you throwing shit into their yard.
Yeah, if you want your garden to look nice, you can toss shit into your neighbor's yard.
You could toss hot Duke bombs into your neighbor's yard if they have any kind of flowers.
Big Louis logs. Louis logs. You can drop Louis logs down on your boys.
So that's kind of fun.
But then but then Kevin came along, big brain Kevin, and was like, you can't do that. Remember? Why did you say that, though? What was the reason?
Somebody's going to game the system.
Someone will game. No, that wasn't it. There was something else.
You were talking about people getting paid to pick up shit. You could bring it to a place and get paid like you do for recycling cans. Yeah. And then Kevin said that people are going to game the system and make money somehow.
Right. But we were like, that doesn't really matter. There was one reason that made it like a completely bad idea.
People would start farming puppies and it would solve the adoption crisis, but people would start abusing because it's just shit farms after that.
Yeah.
People would make their dogs have sex and then be shitting money.
But it just like wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be worth like having like poop farms.
Here's what we do. We get all the shit. We make it into, we already know that shit in itself is good fertilizer. We send that on planes and we drop it onto the rainforest. Yeah.
But who's collecting it?
You said that there's a place.
Shit place. So it isn't just like a recycling program. It's like we are going to save the rainforest. You're going to get paid.
They're going to put it into biodegradable like bomb canisters. And they're going to drop them onto the rainforest.
But the way you incentivize that is by paying them. Yeah. They get money per pound.
How much money?
Well,
you gotta pick a good amount.
How much is it to recycle a can?
It's cheap, dude. One can?
Yeah.
It's probably a penny.
One penny you get? I thought you used to get 5 cents for it.
For maybe a whole bag.
Nuh-uh. I thought it was 5 cents per. Remember when we used to bring that shit to the mall or whatever and put them in the machines?
Yeah, the Coinstar.
This was 1980.
No. Dude, I'm talking about when they first started recycling and you would put a bottle into the machine and then a coin would.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so that was like 5 cents. That's dude, crazy. So that's gone, huh?
That's gone. Now they have facilities.
Yeah, we take it to a dump.
Facilities.
Okay, so back in my day, we used to get 5 cents per can. And we were lighting it up. That has to still be the thing. On the bottom of every, look in the can. Doesn't it say it? Doesn't it say like 5 cent deposit?
Or something like that? Yeah, look.
So let's say.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
5 cents per poop. That adds up fast. Arguably,
it just says please recycle.
Dude, it'd have to be more than that.
It says please recycle.
It would have to be more. And then I'm like, where does the money come from?
It also says fancy meeting you here, which I think is kind of cute.
It doesn't help the environment, though.
No, it doesn't.
I would say a buck a poop.
A buck a poop?
Yeah.
This is, and for these reasons, I'm out. Because it's never going to work. That's too expensive. Where does the money come from? People are still not going to do it. The people who do it, and that's fun to put in there, is they're too, it's too much.
I think we can convince tax payers. I think we can convince.
Defund the police.
And all that.
I think we should defund the police.
That's what I'm saying.
Then we'll have enough money to pay people to clean the poop off the fucking street.
So when your apartment is covered in shit and somebody robs it, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. Fucking idiot. Guys, let's do the ads. I'm calling it goddamn Ghostbusters.
Damn, this new shit. You got back in my
Dude, do you feel like
it's
you're
like
in
we
hell?
Work with Weekend at Bernie's?
Do you feel like you sometimes feel like you're not in our regular planet when we're in here?
Yeah. You ever feel that in your own house?
Do you ever feel like you're not home in your own home? In your own home, guys. I want to thank our sponsors today. Mama Mia, do we have a good chef's plate of servings for you today? Speaking of
chef's plate of servings,
Factor is one of our sponsors today, and the show is sponsored by also Factor. And I'll tell you guys what, you can power up for springtime with Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door. Leaving you time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list, guys. And I know you got a lot to do, list. Why don't you look and feel your best in time for warmer weather with Calorie Smart Meals? Around 550 calories. Or less! Are you too busy to cook? Well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning, too! Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Ah, come on! Get Factor and enjoy cleaning without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. How about that? And they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. So head to factormeals.com/banter50 and use code banter50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50. Thank you, Louie, on the keys. Man, the bass is sounding nice today. Guys, we're freaking because we just can't wait to tell you that story. If you put that on the table, I'm out. I said no twice. That can't be on the table. Guys, honey, yum yums. My silly little belly needs honey.
And that's a strong start.
And I'll tell you, on today's episode, we are sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when you're shopping on your phone or your computer. Mike, how do you feel when you find a deal? Do you feel smart? Do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
Do you feel excited?
Yeah.
What about when you're surprised by a deal?
I'm surprised by it.
Do you think that when you're surprised by a deal that it feels like you're getting a treat for free?
Sometimes I'm surprised by it and then I feel lucky and fortunate and happy. Right after being surprised by it.
And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. When you're ordering online, you find a good deal. All you want to do is get a discount off of it. Because time is money. Money is time and money is everything.
And that's from a Phil Collins song, I think.
I think I've heard this sound in my dreams before.
When you're running down the beach?
Yeah, and it's slow, yeah. But everything else is in fast motion. And you turn around and the thing that's chasing you is real fast. You're like...
Oh.
So guys, Honey is going to give you all the things we said. You had to pay in there. Honey will give you all the things I said. Guys, what we're talking about is that coupon code box that's calling you names, things that hurt. And you don't have the right code in there for that box, so it'll shut up. Well, Honey will take care of it. Honey will put the voices away. And it won't hurt anymore because Honey finds the codes, puts them in there, and guess what? It'll put the best one it finds on the whole internet into your cart. Now, here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you gotta do is click apply coupons! Isn't that easy, man? You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons that it can find for that site, just like I said. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you're gonna watch the prices drop!
Yes!
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 And Honey doesn't just work on desktops, guys. Guess what? It works on your iPhone, too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone, and you save on the go. I wonder
if it works on the iPhone 3.
I don't know. iPhone 2, for sure. So, guys, get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. They really sneak that one in at the end, don't they? That's joinhoney.com/banter. Mike saved money on batteries and memory cards and all sorts of computer gizmos and gadgets to satisfy his unending need for consumer items.
That's right, Steve.
Guys, let's talk about stamps. Man, I just love it. And you know why? Because the year goes by so dang fast. And if you're a business owner, you know, there's just never going to be a time better than doing it on 2023. So don't wait anymore, Mike, and level up your small business. And set your year up for success.
I feel like you're in a seminar right now.
Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship. And Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes, guys. So you can get back to running your business sooner or whatever you want to do with your time. And look, postage rates just increase again, and luckily Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry, with rates you literally can't find anywhere else, like up to 84% off USPS and UPS. Yeah. No. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options, too. Did you know that? Look, it's for all your shipping and mailing needs. They're not talking about just small businesses here, okay? You can get access to the USPS and UPS shipping services you need. Whatever you want to do, you can send things from your computer at any time, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. And if you want to sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So look, set up your business for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. You sign in with that promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. How about that? When I was your age, ain't nothing was free.
My bra.
I had to work. To work to get everything I goddamn wanted. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to stamps.com, you click the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANNER. Was that banner?
Banana?
Banner! Banner! Guys, rocket money! This rocket's taking off! Mike's having a great time up there. Woo! Let's get to his microphone. Guys, rocket money, I'll tell you.
It sounded like I was really enjoying it.
That microphone's state of the art.
Are you sure the mic can go that speed? Yeah, should be good.
Hey, Mike, try it free for 30 days is enough time to try and completely forget about a subscription or service. And before you know it, you're paying for a subscription you don't even use every single month.
You're not even use.
With Rocket Money, you can change that with just a few taps. Do you know?
It is that simple.
Yeah, dude. Did you even know how much your subscriptions cost, bro? Do you even know? Yo. Yo, bro. Bro! Yo!
Yo!
Bro! Guys, look, I'll tell you. Look, I know we can sometimes get a little off track. Nice. Like most Americans think, they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions. Did you know that? And when the actual total is closer to like $200. So if you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, let me tell you, you need Rocket Money. And Rocket Money was formerly known as Truebill. And it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spendings, and it helps you lower your bills.
Kevin!
All in one place! All in one place! How cool is that? I thought I was gonna have to go to that goddamn tax place. Simply find the subscription you don't want and you press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long old lines with customer service or tedious emailings back and forth. Rocket Money takes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. So stop throwing your money away, guys. Mike and I are worried about you. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. Rocketmoney.com/banter. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Leaving it there.
Like the other day, I was thinking about how scissors. I just want dog shit off the fucking sidewalk. I just want dog shit off the fucking sidewalk. Pick up your dog shit. Can't you care more? How do we make people care more? It's always got to be about money, doesn't it, Mike?
I don't know.
Because every idea we have is like, how does money, how much money can we put into this idea? I wish there was a way to get people to care more about picking up their goddamn dog fucking shit.
You feel the same way about cigarette butts?
Lasers for everyone. All right, fuck it. Let's do some goddamn history.
Let's do the ads.
Yeah, let's do the ads again. History. Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I need to go home after this.
History.
Looks like we're not playing ball today, guys.
History.
Sorry, Kevin. I know you had your heart on it. I know you really wanted to play ball with the boys. You guys could still go.
Can I say where my shows are real fast?
Absolutely, dude.
Dude, from March 4th to the, what is that, March 4th? No, March 5th to the 10th. I'll be at the Stand in New York City. And you know the 9th is Surrounded in the main room at 8 and 10 o'clock. Tickets for that are available on MikeFalzone.com. And then on the 24th of March, your boy will be doing the largest Surrounded show to ever happen in the goddamn universe. In the main room of the Hollywood Improv.
What's happening?
Well, we're moving from the little room in the Hollywood Improv all the way up to the biggest room possible.
Whoa, that's big news, man.
It's very scary because there's a lot of seats that need to be filled, but if they're all filled, it's going to be like a party.
Dude.
A big party where only one person's allowed to talk at once. And I'd love to see all the... I'll see you in New York. I'll see you in Hollywood. I'll see you in your dreams. Because I'll be watching you from your dreams as you sleep. I'll be at the corner of the bed with my mouth wide open and moving my head back and forth real fast like an apparition. There I am. I'm outside. Let me in. Oh. Papa Walters. 60 minutes.
It's okay. It's all right. He just told me so.
What is the positive thing he said? It's okay. It's all right. There's something to live for.
Is that what it is? There's something to live for.
Jesus told me so.
All right, Kevin, what do we got? Free anything? For all. Who, how?
Free for all.
Free for all?
Just pick whatever you want.
Email roulette.
A free for all? Is there someone in here named Free for All? F-R what?
F-R-E-E for all?
Oh, here we go. KG sends in something that says girls.
Heard of them.
Hi, guys. I was wondering if you could please share your history. This is not good?
This is a bad one?
Good, and this person's been sending it over and
over. Oh, okay. Forget it. Kevin knows. Kevin knows.
You don't
want to
give
Kevin
him a chance? It finally got... Imagine if you're listening.
Do you trust this?
Read it.
We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Just hear him out.
KG says, I was wondering if you could please share your history with girls you dated in the past.
My history with girls I've dated in the past.
Everything. Tell us everything about it. No, Mike, go for it.
Kind of personal.
Action.
Pass.
Like how old you were when you bought your first girlfriend and for how much?
Bought
your were first they expensive, cheap, or reasonably priced? Mileage, distance, etc. Did you ever have two at once and only drive one on the weekends? For real though, I was more so curious if you guys ever struggled or found it difficult to approach girls. Steve seems as though he has a new girlfriend every couple years. Teach me, bro. How do you do it? Mike?
I found that liking yourself and having confidence helps other people like you as well.
Me too.
Yeah. Most succinct possible answer.
Charlie sends in a history rose saying, funny little audio clips made with Moises, which is an audio track separation app. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Is this the future we're in now? Kevin, will you pick up the phone, please?
And so the shit all over my...
Charlie says, hi, Mike and Steve. Long-time listener, first-time writer. I've been a big fan of you DB guys since you were Source Bag guys.
Never touch the stuff.
For my first ever email, I wanted to share something I've been having a ton of laughs with for the last few weeks. These are some clips that I prepared with the help of Moises, an AI software and app that can take songs and separate the vocals and instruments into individual tracks. that sound almost as good as if you had the masters of the song yourself.
That's nuts.
Future is crazy. What?
Marry me, man.
Marry him already.
Marry me, man.
The future's wild. Marry me, man. That would be such a pretty way to propose.
He also says, which one was your favorite? And let me know if you want me to send you more of them in the future. Take care, and I hope I see you in Sweden sometime.
So funny if we don't listen to them, but we still pick a favorite.
There's a bunch in here. Oh, this is great. What is this? What could this be? This looks really fun, whatever it is. There's some good stuff in here.
Describe it.
The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Gotta get up. I gotta get going. I'm gonna see a friend of mine. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get going. I'm gonna see a Pooh Bear. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get going. I'm gonna see a Pooh Bear. Pooh, 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 Pooh. Wherever you go. Pooh, 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 Pooh. Wherever you go. And when we're alone and there's nobody home, it's nice to be able to crumbly tumbly. Pooh Bear, we need a Pooh Bear. It's me and it's Pooh.
Pretty
cool. How about this one?
Boo, boo, boo.
Spin it. Spin it. Let's begin it. Spin it. Spin it.
That's it. It's Ozzy.
That's it.
It's Ozzy from. It's Ozzy screaming, "Oh no!" from one of his songs.
Oh no!
Dude, that's a fun.
That was so good.
That'd be a good soundboard.
Yeah, I want to save this one.
I want to bite it.
I'm gonna download this one and put it down my fucking mouth throat. This one's Alice in Chains. Them Bones.
That's what I sound like when I ca.
Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Ah! Is he okay? Ah! Oh, here we go. Walking on sunshine. Whoa.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa.
Oh, it's that original clip. Oh, here's E.T. saying, come.
And they'll come.
Come.
It sounds so clean.
Wow, that's the cleanest E.T.'s come E.T. has ever sounded. E.T.
saying come on a podcast.
That's the clearest it's ever been. He must be drinking a lot of water.
I'm gonna take control, get a hold of my emotions. Stop fighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night? Stop it!
This is how we stop getting copyright tapes.
Let me do my show!
Oh, here we go. We got Daddy from Jeremy.
Daddy!
Daddy never.
Wow, and then we got full isolated tracks for all this shit. All right, cool, man.
Thank you.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Definitely going to use that Black Sabbath one. I mean, certainly send us more in the future if you want, but I'd say maybe that's too many.
If we need something, it sounds like if we need something for the soundboard and want to take the... Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. Dude, Sweden. Could you imagine going to Sweden? When would we go to Sweden, do you think? Like
June.
Let's go to Sweden in June.
Hey, if you pay me to go somewhere
right?
in June, I'll go.
Guy. Okay, so listen to me, man. Listen, Charlie.
Book a show,
you really
500 people.
To Sweden, then you got to tell your local comedy venues that you want to see us boys there.
Yeah, that goes the same for Chicago. That goes the same for Philadelphia. We want to come all these places, but we got to make sure that you're going to be there when we come. What's that, you think? The microwave?
Popcorn's done. Guys, Tori sends an email saying, historical cum baseball player history road. My name is Tori, Mike and Steve. You may remember me as the person who sent you the little Gudetama toy in 2021.
Thank you for that.
If not, that's okay. Is it the little egg guys and you can like open them up and there's a little stuffed guy in there?
Maybe.
I have a very good horn honking friend who's a DB listener and works at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York.
Been there.
She loves her job, which is why I'm not including her name. I'm writing to you both on her behalf because she has a very important piece of information that we need to share with you and your tens and of tens of fans.
Thank you. That's very considerate.
As you may know, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum has a Hall of Fame.
Is that right? It could have fooled me.
That's good to know, actually. There are all right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can you
man.
Do the pencil? No. Okay. Yep. And we could all just imagine it.
Can you press it? It's that one.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
There are hundreds of baseball players who have done a great job at playing baseball. One day, someone came in and asked my friend for information about a Hall of Famer. She said, sure, what is their name? They looked her dead in her open eye and said, come, Posey. She froze for a moment and then said, can you say that one more time?
Come, Posey.
They said, yes, come, Posey.
Dude, Ludwig von Beethoven was my favorite composer.
Dude, there's a thing they do at the Hollywood Bowl where you can watch a movie while they composey.
Dude, isn't a group of cowboys a composey?
And she said, yeah, composey. Can you spell that for me? And then they spelled the word cum. C-U-M. There's actually a baseball player in the Hall of Fame with the word cum in his name.
Cumberland Wills Jr.
Willis Posey Jr. But cum he went by short. Cum.
As I think I would as well. Yeah. Cumberland. Cum Farms? Dude, there's a grocery store.
Cumberland Farms.
Yeah.
Here at Cumberland Farms, the milk is always creamy. We put a little bit of buttermilk in every single bottle, and there might be some other flavors in there too.
Hell yeah.
But it's a secret at Cumberland Farms. Shh. It's a cow with a human hand. Shush. the logo.
Cum Farms.
Cumberland Farms. Shh. It's good. He went by Cum for short. He's actually a very accomplished manager. Accomplished. And he's also a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. He was praised of the Basketball Hall of Fame as well. Damn. As the baseball one.
Damn.
He was praised for his basketball playing by the Harlem Interstate Traveler, who said the mystic wand of Posey ruled basketball with as much eclat as Rasputin dominated the queen of all the Russias.
How's he not more famous?
As owner of the Homestead Grays, he led them to 9 consecutively won pennants from 1937 to 1945.
Sounds like Cum the Goat.
When she told me about Cum Posey over FaceTime, the first thing I said was, we had to make you both aware of him. Mm-hmm. With Mike's love of the game of baseball and Steve's love of the word cum, there's no better unofficial sport mascot for dynamic banter than Hall of Famer Cum Posey.
It's true. By all stretches of the imagination, he should be our favorite athlete.
Yeah, yeah. We should invite the ghost of Cum Posey on the show at some point. Felicia could bring him in, right? My friend, my boyfriend Chandler, and I all love you. Love you all. Thanks for the laugh. Sincerely, Tori.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you, Tori and company.
Tori.
For listening to the show.
Can you hand me that Tori?
Toral. Can we get two new Torals?
Well, let's go to that Tori store. All right, that's it for me, guys. I'm done reading your fucking history roads. So, Mike, anything you want to drop trowel and tell us a little more about these shows coming up?
March 9th. And the week of the 5th through the 11th, I'll be at the Stand. March 9th is the two Surrounded shows. And then March 24th, biggest Surrounded show in the history of Surrounded shows, in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. All tickets available all over the place, and MikeFalzone.com and Improv.com. Yeah?
Yeah. Mike, what's your idea for all this poop everywhere? God damn it, man. It's a picture of the box on the table. That's actually okay. I feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You got a solution to this?
I just wish people were a little bit more considerate.
There's always an amount of money that you could pay some fellas to rough up a couple of old ladies.
And that's what
I
we
can't
want?
Bend down! Ow! Stop!
And that solves it?
Well, here's a fucking stick! For next time, Grandma!
Sounds like you're gonna get all the paper boys in the neighborhood to beat up the old people.
They all come out like newsies. Yeah. That's my sugar! He'll steal another! Alright. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. Maybe you got a solution to all these fucks. I really think showing them a picture of my own shit...
I like that.
...is the way.
It's worth a shot.
It may not stop them.
But it will confuse him for a second.
We should do a video where I do that. Yeah.
That cart narc guy who goes and stops people who don't do the shopping.
Oh yeah. That don't put the carts back. Yeah.
So you could be poop troop.
Excuse me. Here's a picture of my shit this morning. Why are you showing me that?
Well, you made me look at your dog's shit.
You made me look at your fucking dog's shit. You got a picture of your shit?
Let me see a picture of your shit.
Or maybe it's like I'll show them my dog's shit. This is my dog's diarrhea from this afternoon.
Sure.
Here, check this out.
Is that a fair trade?
Is that better than my own shit? Showing them my own shit? My nephew's. This is my son's shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that you could get arrested for.
Maybe.
It feels like something you should be arrested for.
Let's. If the cops come by and they're like, why are you harassing people?
And then you just point to their dog's shit.
Because they're not picking up their shit. Yeah. So I'm showing them pictures of my shit.
Yeah.
It's not a sex thing.
I do get off on it.
Your Honor.
But that has nothing to do with this.
Your Honor.
This does arouse me to do, but that is neither here nor there. It's kind of off the beaten path.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Maybe I shouldn't be hard while I'm doing
it. I shouldn't be telling you this part of it. All right. Well, guys, let us know if you've got a solution to these degenerate fucks leaving their dogs turds, their dirds everywhere. Fucking dog dird. We got bird dird, dog dird. What's next?
Bird dird. People dirds.
Pimpy dird. Puppy dird. We got puppy dird.
You know there are people bringing the shit from the inside of their house to the outside and leaving it.
Throwing them out their windows. Dude.
A lot of people I know empty their cat's litter boxes onto the sidewalk.
You've seen that?
I've seen it happen.
I think we should be able to shoot poison darts at those people through those little tubes.
Poison dirts.
Poison dirts.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.